So let us continue with our studies. Today's Torah portion, Ekev, because I named this message, We Are Chosen to Choose Life. And I want to start with Deuteronomy chapter 30. This plays from another Torah portion, but it's very important to read it today. So let us read together. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And this very important statement from Moses. I call the heavens and the earth to witness about you today, that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life, so that you and your descendants may live. Choose life, choose life, choose life. Today looks like we are going through the spiritual battle in our lives, as the congregation and as individuals. And the question is, will we keep faith to the Lord? And will we go through the storm as people of God? Or will we choose to give up, to walk in our flesh? And this is our daily choice. This is the spiritual battle we enter today. In today's Torah reading, I want to share this story that illustrates the battle inside every person. And this battle will keep going until the Lord comes. So let us open Deuteronomy chapter 9, this today's Torah portion. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 12, these two verses. Deuteronomy 9, 9 and 12. This is the words of Moses. When I went to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone Adonai cut with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. What an education from Moses. And verse 12, Adonai said to me, get up, go quickly down from here, for your people, they have quickly turned out of the way I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves. So here is an important lesson for us. For 40 days, Moses had fasted and prayed. His goal was to find the Lord's will, to receive his vision for the future of Israel, for the people of Israel. He was faithful for 40 days, fasting and praying and looking for good for the people of Israel. But at the same time, the rest of Israel had sinned and perverted those same 40 days, making a golden idol to replace the true God of Israel. Do you see here? Moses and the people of Israel had a completely different perception of spiritual life, a completely different image of God, of his plans and purposes for them. Even though they were in the same desert, at the same time, at the same mountain, facing the same circumstances, yet their reactions and their solutions were completely different. Can you see how strong was the faith of Moses and how weak was the faith of the people of Israel? Moses chose the path of faith, life in God. The rest chose their own paths. This is why Moses told Israelites in chapter 30, therefore choose life so that your and your descendants may live. Often the same war happens in our lives. We will always face the same battle inside of us. One part of us is going to the mountain of the Lord, but the other part is tempted to build a golden calf. But let us remember, we are chosen to choose life. This is our destiny. We are chosen to choose life. I know we live in a very difficult time. It is not easy time. It's a very hard time. And we are going through a lot of problems right now. Many people are sick and going through COVID. And sometimes battle is so great that often it seems that it is an end. No longer I have the strength to move on. The circumstances are too difficult. But the Lord was always with us and is always with us to bring deliverance. It reminds me one of the most beautiful places from Brit Hadashah. I want to read it. It's Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Mark 4, 35 through 41. It's a beautiful, instructive, deep, interesting story from the life of Yeshua and his Talmidim. So Mark 4, 35. Now on that same day in the evening, he says to them, "Let's cross over to the other side." After leaving the crowd, they took him alone in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And please remember, it was time of miracles. Yeshua performed so many miracles there. They were filled with miracles from the Lord. It was a glorious time for Yeshua and for his Talmidim. And right after it, verse 37, so they went across the sea, across the lake. And verse 37, a great windstorm arose, and the waves were rushing into the boat. The boat was beginning to fill up. And please remember, it is a real thing. But Yeshua was in the back of the boat, sleeping on the pillow. They wake him up and say to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" And verse 39 is a beautiful verse. So he woke up and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind stopped, and it became totally calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Even now you have no faith." They were struck with awe and said to one another, "Who is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." What an amazing story for us. It is really important story for today. We need to trust the Lord. We need to trust him. He is with us in the boat. He was the one who calmed the sea and wind. It seemed to them that their teacher had fallen asleep, that he had lost control of the circumstances and forgotten about them. In fact, the Lord himself was with them in the boat. They were absolutely safe, because they followed his command and did his will. So today we are not perfect. We often do wrong things. But the one who has done no wrong is quick to forgive if we are quick to seek forgiveness. As long as we are committed to and faithful to follow the Lord and try to do that he asks us, we can trust him fully and have peace in our hearts. The Lord knows the final destination of our lifelong journey, and whether through the desert or through the years of time, he is sure to lead us to his goal. So let us read one interesting example of the spiritual battle inside every one of us. And specifically, I would like to read Romans chapter 7 about the spiritual battle in the life of Rabbi Shaul. Romans chapter 7, verse 23 through verse 25. It is the question to remain faithful to the Lord or to go our own ways. It is always a question for all generations. It was the question for Rabbi Shaul. So let us read Romans 7, verse 23. "But I see a different law in my body parts, battling against the law of my mind and bringing me into bondage under the law of sin. Miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, it is through Messiah Yeshua our Lord. So then, with my mind I myself serve the Torah of God, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." If Rabbi Shaul was so distressed by this conflict within himself, how can I ever maintain a strong faith? How can I make the right decisions in my own life? How can I be on the right side? And praise the Lord, Rabbi Shaul gives an answer later in the same letter. It is the next chapter, chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and verse 3. This is the answer for all of us. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yeshua. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what was impossible for the Torah, since it was weakened on the account of the flesh, God has done. Sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as a sin offering, he condemned sin in the flesh. The Rabbi Shaul found the answer to his question in the fact that Yeshua freed us from condemnation by his work of redemption. It is one of the most important statements in the Brit Hadashah. This is the implication of the power of resurrection and life in the Messiah Yeshua. So let us read again. I would like to pick up a few words here. There is now no condemnation. No condemnation. Let's say together, no condemnation. For those who are in Messiah Yeshua. So if you are in Messiah Yeshua, there is no condemnation for you. You are free from condemnation. Why? For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. It has already happened through Yeshua the Messiah, who set you free 2,000 years ago. And next thing, for what was impossible for the Torah, since it was weakened on account of the flesh, God has done. It is not from us, it is from him. He paid full price for you and me. He has done. From this understanding, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the mercy given to us, and the peace of God fills us. What an amazing liberation. What freedom to realize that your forgiveness does not depend on your own perfection, your own goodness, that it is not built on your own righteousness, but that it stands firmly on the righteousness of Yeshua, because God has done already. At the same time, we need to remember to keep faith, trust in God, to follow him in our daily life. This is our task from the Lord. This is our love to him. To choose not our flesh, but the Spirit of the Lord. And let us remember, we are chosen to choose life. This is our destiny. The same chapter, chapter 8, verse 5, and also verse 9 and verse 10. It is a beautiful, important verse to us. Romans 8, verse 5, verse 9, and verse 10. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Ruach set their minds on the things of the Ruach. We are called to live according to the Ruach. And verse 9, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the Ruach, if indeed the Ruach Elohim dwells in you. But if Messiah is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And again, it is not our righteousness, it is his righteousness. It is Yeshua's righteousness who gave us his righteousness. Moses gives the same direction to the people of Israel in today's Torah portion, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. The same idea here. I would like to read it. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 5 and verse 6. It is not because of your righteousness or because your heart is so upright that you go in to take possession of their land. Adonai swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, understand that it is not for your righteousness that Adonai your God is giving you this good land to possess. It is because of His faithfulness. It is because of His love. It is because of Him you can possess this beautiful land. Therefore, remember, we can keep trust. We can have peace in the heart, forgiveness and righteousness when we understand and remember it is the Lord our Savior, our righteousness. He paid all the price for our redemption in Yeshua the Messiah. And please remember, nothing can you do to gain love of the Lord. It is impossible. He already loved you in Yeshua. Nothing can you do to pay Him back. Everything is available in death and resurrection of our Messiah, Yeshua, our Savior. Accept Him. Put your trust in Him. Follow Him. It is His mercy and His love that led Israel to victory. The righteousness given to us by the Messiah is our foundation and our choice. This is real freedom for us. We need to know beyond all doubt that Messiah has forgiven us and that we are justified by His sacrifice. And then, having been forgiven and justified, we can now live in freedom to walk in the way of God every day of our lives. I want to close with one important message to all of us, especially who is going through the battle right now. Keep faith, follow the Lord, trust Him, trust His love. Put your trust in Him. He loves you so much. You and I are in the state of war, not a war against flesh and blood, but a spiritual war, a war for our precious souls and for the souls of those we love. This is why the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through verses 13. And this is a very important place for today. I believe it is important to remember, to read, to pray according to this place of scripture. If you are going through spiritual battle, if you are going through sickness, if you are going through difficulties right now, please think about this place of scripture. Ephesians 6, 11 through 13. Put on the full armor of God, so that you are able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the worldly forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist when the times are evil, like today, and after you have done everything, to stand firm. Amen. I would like to pray for congregation again. Lord, thank you so much for your protection over our congregation, Lord. I thank you for your protection over every one of us, Lord, each one of us, Lord. Lord, we ask, protect us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. We depend on you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord. We put our trust and our love in you, Lord. And we thank you for your help, for your presence. Lord, we want to remain faithful to you, Lord. I thank you for healing, Lord. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for protection over every one of us, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I pray for, especially for those who are going through spiritual battle, for who are going through battle with COVID, Lord. I pray in the name of Yeshua, Lord. Please bless them, Lord, and give them peace in their hearts, peace in their minds, and faith, and on your presence, Lord, and your fast and complete restoration, Lord. We ask in the name of Yeshua, and we thank you, Lord, for your miracles, for your presence, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel. So let us pray together. Let us receive these blessings in our lives. Yevrechecha Adonai vishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavalecha vichunecha. Yissa Adonai panavalecha veyasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. We love you, pray for you. Shabbat shalom.